This is actually a class project. I taught the automata theory last semester, and this is a result of a collaboration with students. And actually revisiting some of the ideas that was published about 10 years ago. So if we look at this slide here and look at the translation from DFA graph to the matrices, and then carry this idea further, you'll see the rest of the things will be completely captured here. So given a DFA, you can extract the different components of the adjacency matrices labeled by each of the letter. You have the A, you have the B, and then you have, and for each DFA, you can do this, and you get a matrix system, Boolean matrix system. And then you can sort of look at the words, scan words by multiplying this Boolean matrix accordingly. So what it can do in general, you can actually capture the acceptability of a string completely using this transition matrix, Boolean matrix system. The notations are, these are the actual characteristic vectors of subsets if we use the initial segment of integer to label the states, and one being always the initial state. Take this idea, if you look at this question of prefix remover, removing this U prefix in a regular language, if possible, all the instances, and then see if it preserves regularity. And this is actually Berzovsky's derivation notion, where this U can be any fixed string. Then you can just take the initial state actually becomes a vector Boolean matrix that you multiply the U over that word. And then you just set this transition, reading anything after, you multiply on the right. And then in the end, this states where those getting one are actually the states where where the strings will be accepted. I think I'm missing something here. So you can take this idea in general and actually look at what about the concatenation and cleaning star operation, which is to the fundamental construct on regular languages. So for concatenation, you take two DFAs, and look at their matrix system, and then set up the Boolean matrix as a state, and then set up the inductive kind of process for reading the next bit of character, okay, string. And then what's important here is actually by setting things up this way, you have the algebraic law in general. So you look at by reading W, where are you going to get to? So it's a pair AB, and the B actually always looks like this. It captures all the possible kind of breaking down of reading the first segment of the word and then reading the next one. And the first part actually goes through the first DFA, and the second part goes through the second DFA. So if you look at this B and look at the where can you go from any initial state in the first DFA to the to any final state in the second DFA, where you have a one going through this, it's exactly the breakdown of the concatenation operation. So all the words here are in the concatenation. and then you can look at the similarly cleaning star. In this case, actually, we needed to introduce a singleton new starting state, which is also finer. That represents, because if you just take the inductive definition of multiplying this matrix on the right, you may not get the final state to be the initial state. So you force that to happen, and then the rest of the things just follow easily. There's a similar kind of algebraic law that captures this inductive process and explains why this works. So if you look at the reachable Boolean matrix from W, from the starting state, where L is the length of the string W, it actually captures all finite breakdowns of this word into a sequence of subwords any way you like. And this H here becomes basically a position, a restart point for the DFA, original DFA. and actually, so doing this, we're setting up this framework algebraically, proof is actually quite automatic, but also we actually get this natural approach also gets attains the state complexity of known results that for concatenation and for Collini star. And for more detail, this this paper is short paper is on the website, and I see Dexter on the back here. Some of the ideas are similar to your Collini algebra approach. Yeah. Thank you.